Good morning. We're holding here in Siman Tof Nun. And the halachas of this Siman will be discussing Din Yisrael of Eini Yehudi, Sheishlam Shutfis. The halachas of a Yisrael, a Jewish person, and an Eini Yehudi and a non-Jew that are partners. And they are partners, and we're discussing not that they're partners in a toy store or in a hardware store, but they're partners and they deal with chametz. So just some questions to mention and to see, that's what we'll be seeing here in the Sif Aleph this morning. A Yisrael shalav mechaveir kikar lechem, a Jew, I'm not reading the words of the Mechaber yet, I'm just telling you a question here. A Jew that borrows from his friend a loaf of bread. Now, the first Sif Aleph has nothing to do with a non-Jew. It's just still a Jew with a Jew. A Jew that borrows from his friend a loaf of bread. Close to the time of Bir Chametz. So let's give an example here. It's 10:45, just for example. I don't know what this year's calendar will tell us. 10:45 is just Bir Chametz. We have to have the Chametz burned by 10:45. At 10:30, for whatever reason, Reuven goes ahead and borrows a loaf of bread from Shimon. And the question is, what is this loaf of bread going to happen to it? You have to burn it or destroy it. Now, does Reuven have to repay Shimon this loaf of bread? What's the question? Is it called stealing or not? Once again, Reuven borrows loaf of bread from Shimon. Now, Shimon would have to destroy this loaf of bread himself if he still had it. So can Reuven say, you know what, he's a lamdan, he learned in yeshiva, and he went through all the rechayims, and he wants to say, listen, I don't owe you a loaf of bread. You know why not? I don't owe you a loaf of bread because if you still had it in your possession, you would have had to destroy it yourself. So now that I borrowed it, and after Pesach, I don't have to give it back to you. Neil, you hear the question, right?
Yes.
Okay. So these are part of the issues that we'll be discussing today. Let's see the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. Mechaber tells us as follows. Yisrael shalava kikar mechaveira yikoidem ha-Pesach. A Jew that borrows a loaf of bread from his friend, Reuven borrows from Shimon a loaf of bread before Pesach. Sarech lefaroi achar ha-Pesach. Reuven has to pay back this loaf of bread after Pesach. And if he does not pay back this loaf of bread, yesh boi mishum gezel im einoi poiroi. And there's an iser called stealing. If a person does not pay back this loaf of bread, he is over the iser of gezel. Sif katan aleph in the Mishnah Brura, on the bottom of the page, in the second column, on the left side. Koidim ha-Pesach tzarech lefaroi. So we're saying that before Pesach, that the Jew borrowed from his friend before Pesach, he has to pay him back after Pesach. Right to Loima. What does it mean to say here? It means as follows. Afilu lova mimenu, kikar zeh b'erev Pesach, samuch l'zman abir. Even if this loaf of bread, Reuven borrowed the loaf of bread from Shimon right before the time of Bir Chametz, when one destroys the Chametz. Shimloi hilavahu, because if he did not, Shimon did not lend this loaf of bread to Shimon, b'lav hachi tzarech levaroi, Shimon would have to destroy it himself. And if Shimon does not destroy it, it'd be aser b'hano. So Reuven could say to Shimon, I don't owe you anything. In fact, I did you a favor. So maybe you should pay me something. Nonetheless, tzarech lehachzer lekikar achar ha-Pesach. Nonetheless, Reuven has to repay Shimon with a different loaf of bread after Pesach. Shaharei al kolpanim, lavim imenu b'shah seter. Because al kolpanim, what happened was, he was lavim imenu b'shah seter. Reuven borrowed from Shimon at the time when it was permitted to have chametz in his possession. If you are permitted to have chametz, that means you owe the person who lent you that item, the bread, you owe him the chametz back. Vaz hayah chametz mamon gomer. And at the time when Reuven borrowed this chametz, it had a status of value. It was worth something. Shehayah adayin koidim zman ha-bir. This was before the zman of bir chametz, of destroying the chametz. V'kosu ha-achreinim, the achreinim write, da'afilu im avar Yisrael ha-loiva. V'hesha chametz ad la'achar Pesach. And even if, afilu, even if, it was Ovar's man The Yisrael had it in his possession. La'achar Pesach v'nesar, after Pesach and he came also, turning the page now, mikol makom, nonetheless, still tzarich l'shalem, he still has to pay back. But la'yam rin, we don't say, shlo yochol hamalve l'kabol domov mishum chalife chametz kidal el simin tof mem and gimel. The ein zeh chalifi chametz. Okay, let's explain what these words are saying. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us as follows. Even if, I'm reading, looking from the bottom of the previous page, even if it was Avar Yisrael Haloive, Vehisha Chametz Ad L'Achar Pesach, Venesar. Even if the Yisrael has that Chametz in his possession, he kept it in his possession until after Pesach, and it became Aser. Nonetheless, he still has to pay back that loaf of bread that he borrowed. And we don't say that that loaf of bread has a status of Isurei Hano. And we learned early in Simen Tov Mem Gimel, if there's an Isur Hano, you cannot derive benefit from that Isur Hano. The Ein Zeh Chalifi Chametz. Why not? Why is this not called an exchange, a switching of the Chametz? That's what Chalifi means. Three lines down in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Dirshu edition, Shekeven Shelova Hakikar, Hareihu Sheloi. Because since Reuven borrowed this loaf of bread, it's his. It's 100% his. And then therefore, he'll have to pay back this value of this kikar. It's not called a switching of money to something else. Let's see another point here, another din. The Mishmur says further, Yisrael shehil v'chametz la'akum lefnei ha-Pesach, a Yisrael who lends chametz la'akum lefnei ha-Pesach v'shilin lo'y chametz kayoitze ba'il achar Pesach, and he pays back chametz similar to this after Pesach. Hoyil v'eine machzor lo'y chametz harishon be'eine mutter. Since the guy is not giving back the actual chametz, but he's giving back a different item. He's not giving back the first item. It's not a problem. If the guy would return the same exact chametz to the Yisrael, then it would be osir. The Brichadish chaylik al zeh. The Brichadish disagrees. He says the loy mikri chametz shavlova pesach sharei ad ato hayishayich lakum. The Brichadish disagrees. What's the case here? It's a funny case. The Jew lends chametz to the non-Jew. After Pesach, the non-Jew gives the chametz back. So it depends. What's he giving back? If he's giving back a different item, a different box of cookies, fine. It's not a problem. Not an issue at all. However, if he gives back the same box of cookies, we're saying, wait a minute, that was the Jew's chametz. So then that chametz should be aser. The Prichadish says, why should that chametz be aser? If the guy has that chametz that he borrowed, who owns that chametz now? The guy owns the chametz. So if the guy owns the chametz during Pesach, it's not called chametz sh'avilava Pesach, because the guy was the one who borrowed it. So the Pri Chadish says, why should it be Aser? Once again, the Pri Chadish, Chaylik al Zeh, he disagrees. The Loi Mikri Chametz Sh'avar Lav HaPesach. This is not considered to be Chametz, which was in the Jew's possession, because the guy owned it at the time. Shari Ad Ata, until now, Hayishayich La'akom, it belonged to the non-Jew. The Kevin Shehil Vahu, since the non-Jew borrowed this Chametz, Kamle Bishusei, it was in his possession. Havilei Chametz Shel Nachri She'avar Lava Pesach. And it's viewed as the Chametz of a non-Jew She'avar Lava Pesach. That the Chametz was in the non-Jew's possession during Pesach, the Shari Afachila. And you can even permit it to eat this Chametz. Now, Ulamaisa Yesh Lahachma Kadeh Kamaisa. Lamaisa, the Mishnah says we should be machmir like the first opinion. Why should we be machmir like the first opinion? Why is that? So he says the mechze kechametz shel Yisrael shavlo Pesach, kevin shehechze loy oyse hechametz gufa, because it looks like it's chametz shavlo Pesach. Why does it look like it's chametz shavlo Pesach that belonged to the Jew? Because if the non-Jew was returning the same box of cookies, so then it looks like there was the same chametz that would belong to the Jew during Pesach. In Sif Katan Gimel, in the Shaar HaTzion, in the bottom of the page, all the way in the bottom of the page, in the Shaar HaTzion, in Sif Katan Gimel, he elaborates on this concept. And he tells us as follows. We find this similar concept in Simon Tov Mem Ches Sif Gimel. That was the very long simon that had like 7 pages for it. In regards to Matona Manas Lahachse, in regards to giving a gift, we said normally a matona amanas lahachse, we said, is called a matona l'chol Torah kula. Here, in regards to chametz, we cannot give chametz over to the non-Jew, and that it should be under the category of a matona amanas lahachse, which means I'm giving him a gift on the condition he gives it back to me. So we said it looks like a trick a little. After the bracket says, "V'afal gav de b'chol Torah shema matona," in the whole entire Torah, it's called a matona. But it looks like the chametz belongs to the Jew on Pesach. So too over here. Lav kul yama dine gemiri. Not everybody are experts in these halachas. They didn't come to the shir. So they didn't learn these halachas properly. And they're going to think, ve'enim yoidim, they don't know, shekeven shelova hakikar, they don't know that once the non-Jew borrows that loaf of bread, harayu sheloi, that it belonged to the non-Jew. And when the non-Jew returns that loaf of bread, afilu oisoi kikar ba'atzmoi, dami kumoi shemachzer kikar acher. Even if afilu oisoi kikar ba'atzmoi, that loaf of bread that he borrows, dami kumoi shemachzer kikar acher, they're not going to think he's returning a different loaf of bread. Elo yoimru chametz shel Yisrael shavar loaf Pesach mutar. They're going to say, they're not going to realize that it belonged to the guy, and they're going to say that there's a din of chametz shavar loaf Pesach is permissible. Shari akikah shel Yisrael loy nechol, because the loaf of bread was the Jews, and he did not eat it. Loy v'haya kam kol yimei Pesach, and it was in the Jews' possession all Pesach. And you're permitted to give it back to the owner. The Shaar HaTzion is telling us as follows. We said in the Mishnah Brura that Lamaisa the halacha is, even though the Pri Chodesh had a good point, and the Pri Chodesh said, like the Shaar review we just explained, the Pri Chodesh told us that if a Jew lends chametz to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew returns that chametz to the Jew, the Pri Chodesh says it was the non-Jews during Pesach, and there's no problem for the Jew to take the chametz back. However, the Mishnah Berurah told us, l'maisa l'halacha, we say not to do that. Why not? Because the mechzik chametz shel Yisrael shavar lav Pesach kevin shehechzer loy oisei chametz gufa. Because the Mishnah Berurah says it looks like it was the actual Jew's chametz, and then it looks like it's chametz shel lav Pesach. And in the Shaar HaTzion he explained that there are going to be people who are going to make a mistake. And they're going to make a mistake as follows. They're going to say that just like the non-Jew had the chametz in his possession, it was chametz shavlo Pesach, he had that chametz in his possession during Pesach, and he gave that chametz back to the Jew, any chametz in the Jew's possession over Pesach is permissible. That's the mistake. They're going to think chametz shavlo Pesach is not a problem. So that's why we're saying that one should, the non-Jew should not be giving back this chametz to the Jew, because the problem of mechze, it looks like it's a problem. Correct. It's not a question of so much marasayin. It's a lower level of a mechze where there's a mistake that might come about from who? From those who don't know. It's interesting. I'm learning a sugya upstairs. In regards to the sugya of Chanukah, of Chashad, when there's a halacha that the Gemara says that a person would have to light if he has a doorway in the front of his house and a doorway in the side of his house, and let's say he's his house in the corner, and he has to light two menorahs, one in the front of his house and one in the side of his house. They make one bracha, but light two menorahs. Why does he have to light two menorahs? Says the Gemara, b'pnei hachshad. Because people are going to say, you know what, if he didn't light the menorah in the side of his house, they're going to think he didn't light the menorah in the front of his house either. And the Mefarshim on the sugya over there explain, specifically the Shuvas Chacham Tzvi, that who are we concerned about? The people who don't know the halacha. B'pnei hatoyim, those who don't know the halacha correctly. And really, he don't have to light on both sides. Why are we lighting on both sides? Because there's a concern that people will make a mistake and say he's not doing the mitzvah properly. So here also, it's the same concept. There's the mechzeh over here. Where the people are going to be concerned they're going to take out the wrong din, and they're going to say that Chomesh Shavuot Pesach is not a problem. Sifkat and Beis. Yes. What you say? You're saying another concern that one might be worried about lashon hara. You're saying. So in regards to the concern of people speaking lashon hara, I mean it's definitely one of the possibilities that over here. Another concern is just coming out with the wrong psak halacha. That people will think what is right is wrong and what is wrong is right. Impression. Right. Given the long halacha impression, I davened by Yeshua once, and there was some mistake that took place, whether a kaddish shalim was said or it's supposed to be a chasi kaddish. So the Rav afterwards he explained that there was a mistake with which kaddish should be said, that people should not come away with the wrong halacha, which was very commendable. You know, we all make mistakes, and we don't want the main reason we don't want the mistake to happen. And people will say that, you know, that this is the correct halacha. That's where the main concern is. Of course, as well, the other problem exists is the fact that people, unfortunately, might speak Lashon Hara if they don't learn halachas as well. Okay. Sifkat and Beis. So, if the Jew borrows this loaf of bread from the non-Jew, and he does not pay back, he borrows it right before the time of destroying the chametz, and he does not pay back this chametz, so what we're saying is that there is a iser of gezel, sifkat and beis, umishum chash rabim, I'm sorry, umishum chash ribis, the osir lilvois saw besaw leka bikikoris. Let me explain what this means here. There's in the Gemara Bamitzia, in the Parak Ezu Neshach, and it's in Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Samach Beisif Aleph. There is a halacha called Saw B'Saw, a mission over there that discusses that you cannot lend somebody grain and give back grain. Why not? What's the concern? The concern is Hukar Hashar. Hukar Hashar means that the value, let's say I borrow from you 10 pounds of grain. When I come to return it to you, the value went up. So it doesn't really apply to a bag of flour nowadays. But of course, these halachas do apply today as well. So what happened is, when I return these grains to you, 10 pounds of grain, instead of, let's say it was worth $20, now it's worth $25. So that's called ribis. I just gave you $5 more when I borrowed from you. You cannot do that. So the Mishnah Brura here is saying, what in regards to the iser of chash ribis, of a concern of interest, which is a tremendously severe iser, is no concern of saw b'saw. Leka b'kikaris. It does not apply to a loaf of bread. Let's just finish the sentence, then we'll take that point. Mishum dehachilaku bedavar muat. Why is there no concern of saw b'saw? Because we're discussing a davar muat, a small amount. Apiroiv loy kabdi inshi bezeh. And the majority of people are not concerned with a small amount of a davar muat in regards to loaves of bread. Yes. So just to review what we discussed here today, we were discussing where a Jew borrows a loaf of bread from a non-Jew right before the time of Bir Chametz. We are saying that he is obligated to return that loaf of bread, and if he does not, it's considered to be gezel, that he's stealing that loaf of bread. This last point we just mentioned is no concern of ribis, if that loaf of bread might have gone up a drop in value, it's negligible. And even though the Reuven, who borrowed this loaf of bread from Shimon, can say, listen, you had to destroy this loaf of bread yourself, so I didn't really borrow anything from you, that's not a good taina, and he would have to return the loaf of bread. Have a good Shabbos.